There's a new controversy associated with what's known as the Iran nuclear deal, also called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. It's an agreement that was made in 2015. It involved the Middle Eastern nation of Iran and six other countries led by America's Obama administration. What those countries did was lift the international sanctions or penalties on Iran, allowing tens of billions of dollars to flow into Iran's economy. What Iran agreed to do was limit its controversial nuclear program, at least temporarily, and to allow international inspectors verify that it was living up to its promise. But there were a number of officials inside and outside the U.S. who opposed the agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was one of them. He said in 2015 that the deal would not prevent Iran from developing a nuclear bomb. And this week, the Israeli leader said his country has evidence that Iran lied about suspending its nuclear program and that it's keeping an atomic archive of blueprints, charts, and videos concerning nuclear weapons at a secret location. Iran's government calls Israel's statement, quote, childish and laughable. The Islamic Republic says it would never keep the important documents that Israel described in what Iran calls an abandoned area. U.S. President Donald Trump, who's repeatedly criticized the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, says Israel's announcement shows he was right about it. The White House says it's known about the Iranian nuclear materials for a while. What's not known yet is if or how it will respond. The Trump administration has until May 12th to decide whether it will continue to keep the U.S. sanctions on Iran lifted. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says officials are, quote, working diligently to fix this thing.